Welcome to Health and Wellness University, the podcast focused on helping you reach optimal levels of health and wellness. And now, here's your host, Fernando Flores. Looking up, there's always sky. Rest your head, I'll take you
high. We won't fade into darkness. Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Fernando, your host of Health and Wellness University. I hope that you are doing well. I hope that you are staying safe and healthy and powered. And I wanted to just connect with you because I know that I was in a break and I hadn't done an episode in some time, and I needed to pause for a little bit. I knew that I was getting really busy and it just was time for me to make time to connect with myself, do the things that I love, and really focus on making sure that I continue to grow myself as well and go in the direction that, you know, I have a desire to go in. And just to you know, really give you a quick update. I had just, you know, been busy with work and projects, and what I decided to do was just make sure that I continue to take care of myself holistically, especially right now that, you know, we're still in the pandemic. There's still a lot of restrictions, and, you know, and what we can do, and you know, things that we can't do. And I really do try to you know, keep a perspective that allows me to see and focus on the things that I can do. And that really just, you know, keeps me motivated, keeps me upbeat, inspired, you know, throughout my days, throughout my weeks. Now, every day doesn't look the same, right? But I'm also compassionate and mindful of that toward myself. And I really just embrace that. And so one of the things that I wanted to connect with you on, I just wanted to give you some highlights of the things that I started doing to really take care of myself and nourish myself holistically, because that's what Health and Wellness University is about, you know. And in doing that for myself in these past, you know, 30 days or so, I really reconnected, you know, with the purpose of Health and Wellness University. And I just want to remind you of the importance of going back to each of those health and well-being areas, you know, your spiritual well-being, emotional well-being, your physical well-being, psychological well-being, your financial well-being, you know, just every single one of those areas that, you know, you might be focusing on one or the other, but make time to review what it is that you have been focusing on nurturing and what are those pieces that you haven't. So just to give you an example, because I had been busy, I finished, you know, tired at the end of the day, and I wasn't running as much as I like to do. So, and there were just a few weeks where, yes, I was exercising in the house and doing some activity at home, but I wasn't going outside to do one of the activities that I enjoy a lot, right? And it was very, very important for me to become aware of that and really motivate myself to get back into it. And so I started just running a mile, you know, and then I pushed it up to a mile and a half, and then 2 miles, you know, and now I'm up at like 2.5 miles, right? So I'm not at the distances that I used to run before, 10Ks, half marathons, marathons, and I'm not expecting to go there anytime soon, but I'm very, very, very happy with myself for being able to get back into, you know, a couple miles range, right? Especially with everything that I have going on, I'm really proud of myself. And I hope that if you are wanting to do something like that, that you find the time, right, and compassion. Because if I were not compassionate with myself, the way that it would look, sound like is, why are you even doing a couple miles? You know, it's not even that long of a distance. It's like, you know, 18 to 22 minutes. Like, what's the benefit in that? You know, and that negative self-talk will start seeping in if I don't pay attention to it. And so what I really paid attention to was like, no, this is excellent. These 2 miles, I honor them. I cherish them. I love them. They're good for my mind, my body, my spirit, my emotional well-being. They recenter, reground me, replenish me in beautiful ways. And I'm going to make sure that I do them, right? So in terms of my physical well-being, that was really important. And I had to make time to go back to that. And so in taking that pause from some projects, it really helped me to do so. And I'm happy to come back now with a refreshed mindset and refreshed you know, energy and tips and information so that you can benefit from that as well. Another thing that I made sure that I did was, you know, I've had a love relationship with music throughout my life. You know, a lot of folks don't know that when I was in undergrad at UC Berkeley, I actually played in a mariachi band, right? And I used to play mariachi songs that, you know, just an extensive array of them. And I played the guitar, but I actually learned because we needed a bass player. In Spanish, it's called a guitarrón. And we needed a bass player, right? And so I learned to play the bass. And this was, you know, a couple decades ago. And I just, my love for music, you know, never stopped, you know. And I have a very vast array of just kind of experience with music. I play the guitarrón, I play the guitar still. But what I always wanted to do was really to produce music, produce dance music, produce house music, become a DJ, right? That was one thing that I, like, my spirit always called for that type of music, right? Even though I listened to Spanish music, English music, all sorts of, you know, global music, just dance music, house music really connected with my heart. That beat, it was just something that always was something that I loved, right? And so I started producing music, right? And this was some time ago. It wasn't in the past 30 days, but I really just focused on deepening that just love that I have for music in that way, you know. And that was directly for my spirit, you know. It called for it, and I wasn't going to, you know, just let it go by the wayside. You know, I was gonna pay attention to what my spirit was telling me to go for. And I made sure that I did. And it's been a beautiful journey. You know, if you ever want to check it out, it's called DJ Feflo, F-E-F-L-O. You know, it's on YouTube, Spotify, you know, you can check it out. But that's been one way that after I end my day, it's just, you know, I'll spend 30, 45 minutes, an hour just producing music. And it just really, really helps me. And it's been a great journey in the sense that I've had to have a lot of patience as well for that particular well-being task. Because in the beginning, it was just like, how do I do this, right? I have no clue how to do this. And what I learned was that curiosity was essential. So if you have a very challenging task, and trust me, it was incredibly challenging because I had no clue how to do it. It took months for me to be able to just figure out how to do one song, right? And, hats off to folks who create music because and produce music, and singers, songwriters, just because it's incredibly, you know, just a beautiful artistic form that connects with our hearts very deeply. And it takes a lot of energy and emotional wherewithal as well. You know, I really feel that the music that I'm creating, I'm sharing a piece of my heart with every little tune and new song that I create, depending on what emotional state I'm experiencing. And so it's been a really beautiful journey. But I really, really had to tap into curiosity. Anytime things got difficult, anytime things got challenging, it was curiosity that I had to rely on. I was like, okay, right now I'm not figuring it out. I'm going to be compassionate and patient with myself. I'm going to pause for a bit, and I'm going to get back to it at a later point, or tomorrow, or the day after, and just stay curious. And that was just incredibly powerful. So again, if you are engaging in a difficult task, just stay curious. And it will really, really help you work through any stress, anxiety, fear, worry that you might be experiencing about engaging, completing, working through anything that's difficult. That's been my secret in these past weeks, and it's just been amazing, and I'm going to continue to use it. I also wanted to just give you a few book recommendations that I think will really benefit you. And you know, I love this book called Whatever Arises, Love That. I've been going back to it, and it's just by Matt Kahn. So Whatever Arises, Love That. I think it's something that we all need to read right now, especially. And when you read it, you'll understand why I'm proposing it to you. It's definitely an important one. And then another one that I recommend for you by Ezra Bida, it's Beyond Happiness, The Zen Way to True Contentment. So check out a couple of those books. Those are additional reading resources that I just tapped into in these past weeks and that I want you to also benefit from. And then I want to leave you with a few mantras that I just connected deeply in these past weeks, in these past months, that I feel, you know, folks can also really benefit from. And for me, those mantras were: anything that dims my light, I will pay attention to and address. In times of stress, I really relied on this next mantra: through my deep breath, I foster deep serenity. And if there was anything that was completely new, completely challenging, completely out of my comfort zone, I use this mantra: I love and approve of myself. I give myself permission to go ahead. It's safe to move. All right, well, I know that that's been a lot of information, but I honestly wanted to just kind of connect with you once I was ready. Once I had taken time, right, to walk the path that I talk about, right? And sometimes we all need that. Sometimes we all just need to take a pause. We need to take a break. And I'm very blessed that in my lifetime, I'm able to know when to do that so that I can just fully nurture myself and I'm able to just kind of lead in that way so that you can benefit from those things. But also, you know, you don't have to read the books that I mentioned, you don't have to do the things that I do, right? You don't have to do the mantras that I recommend. You can make your own path with, you know, with the books that you want to read, with the mantras that you want to create. And that's beautiful. That's the beautiful thing about our health and well-being journey. So with that, I leave you, my friends. I hope that you are doing well. I'm wishing you nothing but great health and wellness. I look forward to catching you at the next episode. Keep an ear out for some awesome interviews that happened in the past month as well that we're going to be launching, and connect with you soon. All right, take care. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Health and Wellness University. Make sure you follow Health and Wellness University on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn for additional empowering content. Just search for Health and Wellness University and it will come right up. Also, don't hesitate to reach out to healthandwellnessuniversity@gmail.com should you wish to attend or be a speaker at our annual San Francisco Health and Wellness Conference. If you are looking for accountability in the context of your health and wellness, please accept this invitation to join the Self-Empower Hour, which is a powerful accountability group. For more details, just shoot an email over to healthandwellnessuniversity@gmail.com. Take care, and as always, wishing you great health and wellness.